Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 78 for Friday, October 30th, 2015.
Welcome to the super spooky black magic voodoo Dracula versus the Power Rangers. Yes, meets the Teenage Mutant Ninja Gauchos version of the weekly dose of facts with the dead, rotting, zombified corpses of Sven and Gomez.
Welcome to the Fat Bike Laboratory.
Fat Bike Laboratory late at night, and I introduce JK well within my sight.
You're marvelous hot dog. I love you all.
Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Surly Bikes.
Check out all of Surly's bicycle doodads at surlybikes.com.
All right, JK, please tell our listener what we've got in store this week.
We introduce a new weekly feature, the Fat Bike Event of the Week. We welcome Natalie Merchant back to the show.
That's like Kathy Merchant and stuff.
Yeah, dude, stop screwing around. This is serious comedy show.
We welcome Kathy Merchant back to the show to talk about the big fat bike ride and expo. We take calls from our listener about about this week's question, which may or may not involve Sam Squanch. And as is our habit, we share fat and plus bike news in the Fatty Farm Field Report.
And now for something we hope you'll really like, the Fat Bike Event of the Week. Da-da-da-da.
The event of the week is the Fat Bike at the Barn, being held Saturday, November 14th. In Cable, Wisconsin, from 1 p.m. to later. It may be double digits, 10 o'clock, I think is listed.
Yeah, I'm on up there Cable, Wisconsin way.
Yeah, Fat Bike at the Barn is going to be a fun fat bike-themed party. They're going to have vendors. There's going to be bike demos, a grooming seminar.
It's like for man hair or for snow?
Yes. There's going to be food, and I think they'll probably have beer.
Probably.
And sodas.
And Wildcat Groomers is going to unveil their new single-track groomer. So
it's yellow.
Something to groom. This is for the snow again.
Yeah.
Plus, all of the money that the event raises will go to the Kamba Trail groups up there. I don't know how they're splitting it out exactly, but it's to groom 40 to 50 miles of fat bike trails up there in the North Woods of our very own Wisconsin Highlands. Yeah.
Eh? We're going to have the link to the Facebook event. You all you have to do is click on that and check it out and contact them, get signed up, and let us know how that goes.
Right on. How come the Youpers over there, not too far away to the east there, talk a little different than the guys up in the North Woods there?
I don't know. I think I blame Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably a pretty good or pretty bad influencing. Yeah.
So we have another new segment that is kind of like Come On Man from the NFL coverage.
For real?
And that's what we call it. For real?
Until we come up with a better name. It's For Real?
For Real?
For Real, you guys are doing this section right now?
For Real, we're going to do this.
So, okay. So, yeah. Well, I just kind of, I figured that it would be something like a, all the news, the stuff that we take in every week, there's always something that makes you go, what, are you kidding me? You know? Right. And that's a For Real moment right there, man.
There you go.
I had one of those. It was actually, last week probably now.
Uh-huh.
The 45 North, their new kind of mid-season shoe is mm-hmm. called the Japanther. And I went, for real?
For real? Japanther?
Because I don't know what a Japanther is. And I had to look it up, and I didn't find many satisfactory answers. Except it's like a punk rock band. So is it an obscure reference to this punk rock band or a Japanese panther? Or what is it?
I had a similar experience with Dunder Beast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Flow Beast and Dunder Beast.
I got Flow Beast.
Yeah, well, sure. What's Dunder, though?
Dunder, maybe Dunder, Dunder.
I Dunder.
Dundercats.
Ho!
I don't know. But yeah, that's it for real. That was that section. So let's take a quick break.
I probably have more of those every week that I just have to put my mind to thinking about again.
All right. Well, because... if you like that segment of the show, kids, write a postcard to Gomez@fatpike.com.
And if you have a frill moment, let us know what it is.
Yeah. We'll send you out a decoder ring and a temporary tattoo of a scary clown.
And a voucher for the new Boba Fett figurine when it does become available through Kenner.
All right. Well, all right. Japanther, take a quick break here before we talk to a special guest, Kathy Merchant.
When it comes to fat bikes, Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois has you covered. They stock fatties from Surly, Salsa, 907, Borealis, and Trek, as well as everything from 45 North. The staff is friendly, the mechanics are top-notch, and they stock the largest selection of fat bikes in the Chicago-Milwaukee area. There's a mountain bike park and some great beach riding in Zion, so come, make a day of it. Call 847-746-2200 or visit zioncyclery.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Welcome to Fat Bike Radio. Who do we have on the line?
Travis calling in. How you guys doing?
Hey, Travis. Doing well.
Travis, how are you?
We just bumbled through the opening a little bit there, and we're waiting for Kathy Merchant to chime in here. So that should be happening in a couple of minutes. What do you got going up there?
Got a Sierra Nevada Hop Hunter IPA, 6.2%, 60 IBUs.
Right on.
All right.
I like it when somebody calls in and knows their beer.
It's a tasty one. Infused with farm-distilled hop oil. Yeah, you see a six-pack of that, grab it. It's pretty tasty.
Cool.
And, my wife wanted me to mention there's a women's ride coming up in Anchorage on November 19th at 2 p.m. It's on Bike Anchorage Facebook page. So any ladies out there interested in a ride, they're doing, I think, 10 or 12-mile ride, and they end up at a wine store.
Nice.
Tasting room.
So is this something that somebody would want a fat bike for?
I think everybody's kind of wondering, and even some of my wife's friends were asking me, hey, if it snows, can I still ride my mountain bike? And it's like, well, that's we're coming into that time where we could get snow any day now. So that might be a better for a fat bike thing, but it's not a fat bike exclusive, so... I imagine there'll be probably some people that have maybe studded up mountain bikes as well if it does snow.
Cool. Yeah, they were around a long time before fat bikes, those fancy mountain bike things.
Yeah. Yep. Well, soon, the screws in the tires.
Soon enough, there'll be snow and everything will go.
Yes.
So we're waiting on Kathy.
So did I hear right when I was talking to the... I was listening to one of the shows I missed a couple weeks ago, and... I kind of got the impression that Gomez, you're not going to make ITI, or
our plans are in flux right now.
Yeah, I'm.
Gotcha.
I'm offering it up to Sven, and if Sven says no, I can't make it, I don't think that we don't go.
Right.
So then it would be me. Okay. But I'm I'm more the runner up to Miss America this year, just in case Miss America cannot fulfill her obligations or she's double parked, and then I stand in, and you get Miss Congeniality,
right,
or something. Gomez.
Speaking of Miss Congeniality, hello caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Katie Merchant.
Hi, Katie. We just were talking about Miss Congeniality, and your name came up.
I'm lost. I'm lost, Katie. Oh, I'm found again. How are you? I'm back on the script.
Good. I'm pretty good. A little bit tired. I've been working really hard, and I've been guiding 47 days of mountain biking since September 1st, and working in my office until 10 o'clock every night, but I'm doing pretty good.
Very, very productive of you.
Yeah, and that is hard work, man.
Yep, for
Being
sure.
a mountain bike guide, Ay, caramba, it sounds romantic, but ay, what a bunch of work. Ride all day and then cook and clean and put it away and all with a smile on your face. And then now you, and then you come and try and run your other part of your whole existence, which is running events, right, Katie?
Running events, yeah, running the ITI and getting ready for the expo and a big fat ride and guiding all day long and also doing all the office work and running 6 websites and 3 Facebook pages. But, hey, you have a lot of energy.
Yeah, sounds like it. So what do you want to tell us about the fabulous Big Fat Bike Ride and Expo event that's going on up there?
That's why we've lured you here.
Yeah, well, I hear some more things coming together, people doing tours, guided tours, this and that. Just do you have any specifics on things that are already in place and are going to happen at the event?
Yeah, it looks really good for the vendors. We have 24 vendors so far, and we got 50 spaces available. All the big ones are going to be there: Fatback, 907, Salsa, Borealis, Surly. All the big guys are going to be there. I think there's Framed Bikes. And I went to Interbike in September and talked to a bunch of people there. The Big Fat Ride is going really well. People have started to register for that. And I really think we can set a record in Anchorage. There's an estimated 10,000 fat bikes in Anchorage. I believe it's fat bikes
wow.
in the USA.
It sounds like it.
We have a good potential to set a record there.
Nice.
We have mailed out 100 posters.
Right, I got my posters.
Great, I'm glad you got them. That was a lot of hard work, making sure I got all the right sponsor logos on those. And we finalized our jerseys. We ordered 150 jerseys, and the orders are coming in for those.
Nice.
You can shop for them online on the fatbikeexpo.com website.
All right, we'll put that in our show notes.
Yeah, for sure.
We have a bunch of awesome guest speakers, Jay and Tracy Pitaveri, they're Salsa riders. We have Will Mickey from Costa Rica. In fact, I'm headed to Costa Rica on Sunday. I'm doing Fat La Ruta on my fat bike again.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Starting November 5th.
Yeah, I think we did stories with him before. I know that I've talked to him many times about the La Ruta. It sounds like a grueling event.
Sounds like I've been murdering his last name, though.
What? You have?
Yeah.
Ah. So are you going to actually you're going to be in Costa Rica. Are you going to have an opportunity to talk to Will while you're there?
Yeah, I've been talking to Will a lot. Will actually did our winter training camp up in Alaska, 5 days of training for the ITI in 2013. And he started fat biking in Costa Rica. He founded Team Corco. I'm riding for his team, and he invited me over to do La Ruta last year, and I had a lot of fun, and I'm going back there again this year. So I'll be staying at his house there, and we'll be talking about the ITI some more, and him and his son are doing the 130-mile distance next year in February.
Cool. Yeah, we'd love to talk to Will on the show sometime about Costa Rica there.
Yeah,
and cycling, because I know he does a lot with people. He's got you know, tons of stuff going on down there. He may have been the first fat biker, although Tom Leas goes down there too.
And he makes a sweet belt buckle that you can win. For that
yeah,
race.
Yeah, for
Gotta
sure.
Love that.
All right.
Yep,
well,
I'm going for the belt. I've been training hard. I'm going for the belt buckle this year.
Sounds
all right.
Good. Yeah.
All
well,
right.
That 47 days of guide action is going to help that a little bit.
Exactly. Plus, you'll be able to whip up a delicious brownie.
As soon as I get back, I have 12 more of 12 more days of guiding here in southern Utah, and then I'm going to be definitely full swing ahead for the expo and Big Fat Ride. We have some awesome fat bike pioneers that are going to be at the expo. I have invited Ray Molina from New Mexico. I really think that's where the birthplace of fat bikes was, and he's going to have his bikes there. And Mark Grunwald, Roger Cowles with the six-pack, Steve Baker, a bunch of those guys that were toying with the idea of, you know, fat bikes in the late 80s and early 90s.
That's very cool.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, and that's like the legit group, man. That's too cool.
It's like having Tom Ritchie and Gary Fisher at your event.
Right, right. Quite right.
Yep. I'm really thinking Fat Bike Hall of Fame in Anchorage, and I'm really having that on the radar as well. Before I forget it, the raffle, we'll have a raffle at the expo on Saturday night. We have two fat bikes, a fat bike and a 907. We have rims and tires from V-Tires and Surly Rims and Tires. We have frame bags, pogies, two airline tickets, and hopefully more stuff. Awesome things to win in the raffle there.
Yeah, that's already a great list.
Woohoo!
Here's the news, breaking news. Yes, Fed's not going to Anchorage.
Well, here's what I was wondering. For those people who can't for whatever reason, is there a way to support the event without actually attending, like buy a T-shirt or enter the raffle or do something to participate in the event and help, you know, show that there's support for this kind of thing, but can't actually make the trip?
Absolutely. They can buy raffle tickets. They can buy the fat bike jerseys under shop on fatbikeexpo.com. So they can do those kinds of things. They can buy jerseys and they can buy raffle tickets. They don't have to be present at the raffle. We'll definitely mail raffle items to people that are from out of state or out overseas.
Cool. Well, one of the nicest things that we talked to Kevin Breitenbach, I think it was last week, and he said that he's going to guide a casual ride out to Kinnick Glacier, and they're going to be able to watch all the racers come by. So that sounded like that sounded right up my alley.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. He said, I think maybe it was like an hour, hour and a half each way or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Yep, that's on my list. Kevin is doing a ride to Flathorn Lake, not the Kinnick Glacier. That's another project I've got in the making for a photo shoot with a pro rider at the Kinnick Glacier. But the Kinnick Glacier is not on the Iditarod Trail. That's just a really awesome scenic place to ride, and I think we're going to helicopter in the rider for the photo shoot for promotional purposes. But Kevin is leading a ride at the start of the ITI on Sunday, February 28th, and he's leading a ride to a very scenic location. It's called Flathorn Lake. And from Kinnick, that's about 30 miles. That's for advanced riders. We'll have shorter rides the same day as well, a 20-mile and a 10-mile ride. But for the more advanced riders with more endurance and experience, Kevin is leading a ride out to Flathorn Lake, and that's actually the place we've done our training camps for the last 10 years. A very beautiful place, and I think they're going to take off ahead of the racers so they can actually be already set up with a bonfire and then cheer on the racers as they come by.
Right.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, that does sound good.
So do the
you guys coming up for the expo? Who's coming up to Alaska?
We don't know yet. We're mucking about with
Sven's got the pole position, right? Because I've been the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So, but
it's Sven, more a matter of logistics and making it actually
Katie,
work.
You got to talk
year.
Him into it because it's so beautiful.
Not
up
that
there.
I don't want to go. That's for sure.
He's afraid that he's going to freeze to death.
I'm not going to come back here. I'm staying there.
So you got to promise that, you know, he's going to be all right.
Well, you should come to our training camp. You learn all about how to stay fed and warm and happy when it's cold out.
That's something that people, do they have to do that now in preparation for the race? Is it a prerequisite of being a racer?
Well, it's become so competitive and we can be so selective and we have so many applications that we have, well, first off, the first week belongs to the race veterans, and we filled 39 spots with returning racers. And then we had 10 people that did our last year's training camp. They get a guaranteed spot. So now they either have to have 3 qualifier events in the bag, finishes and 3 qualifiers, or they can do our 5-day winter training camp in order to get into the 350-mile race.
All right. Good to know.
So Sven will be all right if he goes, right? I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just kidding. So what else have you got for us, Katie? Anything else going on with your ride and expo?
I think the weather needs to turn a little colder. It's still in the 40s, and then it's not quite freezing up at night. I talked about bringing Pro Rider Pad Smoggy up for
yeah.
Fat Bike Rider for
we rode with the we saw Pat on Sunday. He lives real close to us here. He's a
good.
Cool cat.
I talked to him at Interbike, and he's all psyched about coming up, and I think we'll have a way to get him out to the Kinnick Glacier to do take some awesome pictures.
Yeah, we were when
the
you
Kinnick
said
glacier is like 4 miles wide.
When you said that you were taking a pro rider up there, I was like, oh, I wonder if that's Pat, because we talked about he wanted to get some crust riding in. So,
mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Well, I think we're going to have an exposition outside of the Egan Center in Anchorage, where you know he's such an amazing trials rider, and what he does on a fat bike is just really, really awesome to watch. And I think between the expo and the big fat ride, and watching Pat on a fat back there in the city park in Anchorage, of what he can do on a fat bike, I think there's going to be a lot of fun events for everyone, whether they're a racer or just love to ride a fat bike. I think there's going to be a lot of fun to be had.
Yeah, Anchorage is a great town.
Why don't you just give us the details, the date, the time, all that stuff again, so everybody has it fresh on their mind.
Okay, so the expo starts Friday, February 26th, and goes through Saturday, the 27th. The Big Fat Ride will take place 11 to 2 p.m. on Saturday, February 27th. And the ITI start out of Kinnick, just outside of Wasilla, will start on Sunday, February 28th at 2 p.m. And then, you know, there's Fur Rondi is going on. That's a big in Alaskan event. A week later, the Iditarod starts. I heard the Tour of Anchorage is starting a week later. It's historically a Nordic ski event, but they're adding a fat bike event as well. And then, so I think there's a lot of other fun stuff for people that are out of state, a lot more fun things to do while they're coming up to Alaska.
So that's like a 10-day stretch you're talking about? Somebody would come on a Thursday and stay through to the following Sunday or Monday or something to catch a two weekends worth
it's
of events?
It's expensive to go to Alaska.
Yeah,
I bet. Make it worthwhile. I would spend about 10 days up there if I was from out of state to make it worthwhile.
I agree.
Yeah, that's the killer for me, really, right now.
We added a whole list of people that are offering rental bikes and demo bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Anchorage has a trail system of about 150 miles or more.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't even need grooming. There's so much fat bike traffic on those, they're always packed. They're always packed down by the tires rolling down the trails.
And just fat bikes everywhere. And trail everywhere.
Fat bikes
and
everywhere.
Moose right in town. And it's
yeah.
It's amazing.
Just really? Like that show, Northern Exposure, only with fat bikes.
Yeah. Well,
Moose
Kathy, or Katie,
a great place.
We really appreciate you coming on the show. You're always welcome to call in. You're a delightful guest. I can't wait till Sven chickens out and I get to come and meet you. Just kidding. You'll probably get to meet Sven.
Mm.
I'll talk him into it.
We'll see. You know, it's that family
great.
Thing I got to work
with. I look
forward
to meeting you, Sven.
Okay. Thanks, Katie. We'll talk to you again probably a little bit closer to the event just to get some more specifics. And if you have any new plans that show up between now and the 26th of February.
Sounds great. I'm working on the schedule as far as guest speakers and when and what and where. And so I'll certainly call in again and when I have more details about that.
Right on. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Bye.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
What do you think, Travis? Katie Merchant on the line.
That's awesome. Yes. I didn't realize the vendors had expanded that much already.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to lend a hand doing something, right?
What's that?
I said you're lending a hand in some way to this thing, right?
Yeah, in fact, supposed to talk with Katie this weekend or later this week. She emailed me asking when a good time is to call. So, supposed to be getting together with her to try to go after some more local sponsorships for, you know, snacks and coffee and some other things.
Beer.
You already got the beer covered.
Right.
Yeah, she's got it covered.
Excellent. All right, man. We've got another caller on the line. Let's check in with who's lurking in the background. Welcome to Fat Bike Radio.
It's the other, yeah, it's the other guy from Alaska that's not Travis.
Tup, tup.
That's like a big old happy reunion.
Travis, why haven't I met you before?
Hey,
I need to take a trip up, man. I need to come see you. Or see, you need to come down and see me. I agree.
I've met Travis, right, though.
So you got, I haven't. I'm feeling left out.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tupper, nice logos you got on that. On you, you texted me some Snapchats of some hot logos. Are those like are those vinyl or something?
They're Arctic canvas that I have laminated.
Like what you normally use for your logo on the bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right on.
But we picked those up today, and the Plus Bike logo ones look, oh man, they look great. I think I'm gonna throw those on some down tube and top tube bags for you guys and send you off some bags here next week or so.
Right on. Well, yeah, we got a lot.
We're gonna run a contest in December after our Toys for Tots contest ends. We're going to have a Becker Sewing and Design bag every week given away for
You send your best picture in, your best dick pic to come as a cell phone. I'll give you guys a number.
No.
You're going to give him Gomez. Give him Gomez's number.
No dick pics.
Yeah, right. Bike pics. Gomez or Swen, whoever.
That's not even funny, Tupper. So
edit that out if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, not
right. Said nobody ever.
Said nobody ever. So yeah. Do you have a answer for this week's question, Sam Squatch? What would you do if you met Sam Squatch, like face to face?
Oh, the Sasquatch? Is that like a real, an actual Sasquatch? I missed last week's episode, so I didn't get the question.
Yeah, that's the question. If you ran into him somewhere, or her, you know, what would you do?
Yeah, probably nothing. Like, I'm much more concerned about running into a moose on the trail than a Sasquatch. I mean, Sasquatch probably doesn't really want to hang out and be seen with a human. Like, you know, they're so, you know, they're ninja-like.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. I think I probably wouldn't do anything. That's a boring answer, though. I get that. But I don't
know if I'd do anything. Tupper Becker, ladies and gentlemen.
You know? Yeah.
From the Icebox of America, this is Tupper Becker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I do. And, yeah.
So I've got that. Right. Gomez laid that camouflage gas tank style bag on me. And I just been monkeying with it a little bit and getting my camera to fit in there with my camera and a couple of lenses. And it's like almost perfect. It's really close to being perfect. And I think it's I'm going to talk to you about one minor modification, but boy, it's really cool for carrying my DSLR around.
Did we send you the tapered one or the straight one?
Yeah. Like, tapered.
Taper down from the front to the back.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. We switched that one up. We kind of did a prototype run of those and just played with them. And then, I think we're going to offer a different bag and maybe a couple different option levels on our top two bags. So you can, you know, they'll start at $30 and go up. So
I think a DSLR bag would be a good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to use it that way. The only thing I would change, if you can, I'm not sure if it's possible, is make the zipper more like a clamshell so that you can,
yeah,
you can pull but right now to get the camera out, it's not that easy. You kind of have to wiggle it out, and riding, that's tough. Because sometimes I just like to pull it out.
Right.
When people are riding alongside, I grab my camera. But, yeah, I don't know if that's possible to make that kind of a
zipper. It looks like a shark mouth.
Yeah, or something like that.
Like a frown.
Right. But turn it upside down and it's a smile. Yeah, I would think I would want it to open. Personally, I'd want it to open from the front of the bike. Peel it back like a potato chip can, like a Pringles can, you know, and then have that be zippable, because then I could whip it out of there real quick. I don't know, just an idea.
Yeah,
I think.
No, we could totally do that. We could
totally
do that. Yeah. Anyway, well, I'm glad I got the chance to call in and finally meet Travis, because it's been months I've been trying to get a hold of the guy, and I just thank you, Travis, for this opportunity to meet you guys and answer that question really lamely.
Travis is
Ride, Tupper. Let's ride, man.
Travis is our shadow warrior up in Anchorage. You'll never see him until it's too late.
Oh, my God.
Tay, Tay.
Batman and Ronin should be able to fix that, right?
All right. Hey, not only are we back in action here at Fat Bike Radio, but we've got another caller on the line. Welcome Hello. To our special radio program. Who are we talking to?
This is Sam Squatch.
Sam Squatch.
Sam Squatch is calling into our show.
Hey, welcome to the program.
I am Sam Squatch. I wear a Wookiee bandolier, no underpants.
So, Sam Squatch, I was kind of wondering whether are there female Sam Squatches out there? What is a female Sam Squatch like?
The female Sam Squatch carry a jar of mayonnaise with them all the time. It's lubricant.
So, Sam Squatch, do you fat bike? Do you ride a fat bike?
I ride a Pulsely. Pulsely, remember that show from Adam's Family?
Yeah.
And there was a guy named Pulsely that was little when his sister was named Lurch. His uncle was Gomez, and his other aunt was Morticia, and his other sister was Wednesday. I'm Sasquatch.
I think we've got the next name in the Surly bike line.
So,
Sasquatch. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm listening.
What kind of drivetrain do you run on that, Surly? Squatch.
Oh, my thighs are so big. If I were to shave my very hairy Wookiee legs, my drivetrain is 3315 because I live in flatland, but I hide in the bushes. I hide in the bushes because it's flat.
So you run a single speed?
Yes, very much single speed with a handlebar.
If this is really Sam Squatch, how many gnomes do you own?
Oh, my goodness. Why do you have to ask me that? Because you know the answer will be 17.
That's really freaking Sam Squatch.
Sam Squatch is on our show. I can't believe it.
That is me, Sam Squatch, the Russian Sam Squatch. And you know what?
I do know what.
You know what?
Well, know what?
I love you. I love you so much.
Whoa, we have Sam Squatch on Gomez Love.
And you know what I wear? Every time I call you, you know what I wear on my face? War paint. I like to wear war paint when I call you because it makes me feel accomplished.
That's a good feeling, isn't it? I feel kind of accomplished now.
Sam Squatch just told you, didn't he?
By the way, you know, Halloween is coming around the corner, right?
Right.
It is my birthday on Halloween. So if you want to wish me happy birthday, I will wish you happy candy because that's what I do on Halloween. I give children candy and I make them sing me happy birthday.
Well, Feliz Miércoles or Feliz Navidad or Feliz Cumpleaños, Sam Squatch.
No. Sam Squatch like Feliz 4th of July. Because you know why? Because there's fireworks. And fireworks scares everybody. From my country, everybody gets scared because we're so hairy that if we get a firework in our tent, we burn because all the hair.
Nothing smells worse than a burning Squatch.
Oy. Yes. Have you ever had ice cream delight? You know what that is? Vodka and olive oil.
Oh, that doesn't sound good, though.
Is that like a Squatch cocktail?
It's a pint of vodka and a shot of olive oil.
Oh.
If you don't like it,
that's greasy.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And then you know what? Bacon.
Oh yeah, bacon in the vodka is a good thing.
Yeah.
I can attest to. Especially if you go down.
I think we just had like a common like theme with Squatch. We had a moment with Squatch.
I can taste that drink right now.
That's beautiful. Well, Squatch, we got to go, man. We got other people that want to talk to us about.
Yeah, like, but I think we've got a unique opportunity here.
Really?
I love you all.
Don't, Sam,
I love you all.
Just hold on one more second, Sasquatch.
Hold on, Squatch.
No, I think we got to put the brakes on that train. I think we have a unique opportunity here because Travis is also on the line, and he can actually directly ask Sam Squatch a question.
Oh.
So this is.
I want a question from Travis. Who is this Travis?
Hey, Sam Squatch. I'm Travis up in Alaska. And, hello, sir. I think you have a couple of distant relatives up here. The Abominable Snow Yeti and the Aquatic Moss Yeti.
Yes, yes, yes. We all get together every May. And you know what we do? We play goldfish because it's the only card game we know how to play.
I thought you guys knew how to play Uno.
Sam Squatch doesn't do Uno.
My sister took Uno back to New York. So we all have to play goldfish.
I love goldfish.
But you know what? Remember this. A pint of vodka and a shot of olive oil, it will grow hair on your chest.
Well, you would know, man. You would know.
Because I have a lot. Because I drink a lot.
One last question for you, Squatch. What kind of conditioner do you use?
Oh, you know what sperm whales are from? From the ocean.
Oh, it's just terrible.
Save the whales.
Save the whales.
Yes. You guys have a good night.
All right. Thanks, later. Man. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, Squatch.
Bye-bye. Sasquatch, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeez.
I think we officially verified that really was Sam Squatch, too, right?
Who else would know how many gnomes Sam Squatch owns?
He owns. Right on. Well, you know what? Let's take a break here. And then we'll come back and, I don't know, we got to do next week's question still. So
it's the Fatty Farm Field Report when we return right after this.
But before that, we'll find out what next week's question is.
No, wait. That was so good, though.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio.
Hey, this is Rebecca Rush and, you are listening to Fat Bike Radio with Sven and Gomez, so if you're too lazy to get out and go for a ride, I guess you can always listen about it on the radio.
And we are back, oddly enough. What's next week's call-in question, JK?
We ask the question, embrocation? Cyclocross racers light their ride fuse with fiery elixirs and ointments. Do you embrocate?
Commando last week, embrocate this week. It's like, although this is one of those things you don't want to get near your man parts, isn't it?
It's true.
Yep. So
you can tell where Gomez's mind is at. It's like right there.
Well, yeah. So if you use this embrocation business, or you do embrocation, I don't even know the correct term for it.
Or the emphasis.
What benefits do you receive from said treatment of your legs?
I'm embrocation curious because I ride a lot and. You know, I like the word ointment. So
moist ointment.
Moist. Call in next week, Wednesday, from 8 to 9 Central Standard to 818-918-2453. And let's discuss this live.
And now you've been waiting for it. This week's Fatty Farm Field Report.
Which
this week is sponsored by Uncle Dick's Bead Slip. Check out the still remodeling his house, Uncle Dick, at UncleDicksBikeShop.com.
I think it's the garage.
It's the roof of the garage, the carriage house, whatever. Yes. But anyway, thanks, Uncle Dick, for your support.
If Uncle Dick was here, I would be like, hey, dude, let's put together a Toys for Tots ride here in Milwaukee at Santa Rampage. But instead, we'll just talk about our Toys for Tots contest.
Yeah, something will happen in Milwaukee for sure, whether we're here to do it or not. There'll definitely be a Milwaukee chapter of the Toys for Tots gathering fat bike ride.
Can't win the prizes.
Well, no.
No, but
that doesn't mean we can't play with them before we give them away, though. True.
It has to be unwrapped, new, and in the box. So, yeah, we could play with them.
Right.
Speaking of which, today, the grand prize, the person that organizes the Toys for Tots drive that gathers the most toys.
Does Toys for Tots count the toys and then they're the independent arbitrator of said?
I believe we are going to go on the honor system and they have to post a picture of a big ass pile of toys. If they say they have 1,400 toys, there's got to be a big ass pile, right?
Right, for sure.
So it's going to be a photo and the number, and we're going to go on the honor system. But the winner is going to get a medium Surly Moonlander limited edition
John Deere Green.
Farmer Ops. And that's what was sitting in front of my garage today when I left the home. So I'm not guaranteeing that that bike will not actually come out of the box and maybe get ridden around a little, you know.
Yeah, you've got a Merle Man Chubby 4 one.
Yeah, I love me some Moonlander.
Moonlander, sure. Moonlander Man Chubby.
Moonlander Man Chubby.
Actually, that should be
next week's secret word. Yeah,
actually, wait a second. That's a good plus bike name. Somebody should do the Man Chub.
The Man,
Man Chubby. Yep, that's a good name for, or a fat bike. Man Belly. Aye.
So I also, So organize your Toys for Tots deal, and you could win the Moonlander, a 1UP USA rack, or a fabulous Bond Trigger.
And there's already a story package on the site about it, so right, people could actually go there and like, look at it, check it out.
And I read a pretty cool quote from a contributor down there in Australia, name of Ross Cairns. He said, "A fatty in the shed is worth two on the internet."
I'm trying to wrap my head around that one.
It's like you're looking at two bikes on the internet and you can't decide which one to buy, but the one in your shed is way better than the ones that you're looking at.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Like absolutely. A real bike. A real bike you can ride.
I think there's going to be a ton of either earlier or, you know, a couple-year-old fat bikes, because people are upgrading pretty quickly. You get the bug and you want to upgrade.
If
somebody's looking to get into it, I bet they could get into a used fat bike for a pretty fair price.
They're out there, that's for
and
sure.
And that just enables the guy that wants the better bike to spend more money on it.
So I also learned Dave Wiens, you know, of the mountain bike famed pro racer. He's from Crested Butte. And he just got his first fat bike so he can race the Fat Bike Worlds in his native Crested Butte, Colorado. Well,
that's a sweet idea.
Yeah. So you
I ever tell you the story about when Ralph took Dave Wiens out in the it was a long time ago during the Iron Horse out of Durango to Purgatory, and something happened and they crashed. I don't think he was totally out of the race, but it was in like the first mile and a half.
And that's the race that he's famous for. Yeah. Is that Silverton race that the one where they race the train
Iron Horse. Somehow Ralph had something to do with that. Ralph's no longer with us, but he was a great rider, racer guy.
So you want to know what kind of bike Wiens got?
What
bike did he get?
He got a Canyon dude.
That sounds like something that I would be interested in his opinion of.
Carbon. A very Euro brand.
We could probably get him on the show. He'd probably talk to us about coming to Crested Butte, because I know he likes that place.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I know you're listening out there. Just give us a call.
You can listen to the show like Travis.
Yeah. T-Bone.
So what else we got? Some Surleys are showing up on the showroom floors of some of your better bicycle retailer establishment-y places out there.
Yeah. Yeah, the Wednesdays. You can get Wednesdays'd at your local bike shop now.
Like, only if it's legal in your neighborhood, kids.
America.
So, we have just a bunch of bikes on the slate. We have some in-house right now, like the framed Wolf Tracks and the Richie Commando I'm giving some test love to. We got a Trek Farley 9.8 carbon bike that Aaron Hautala up there in Cuyuna Land is testing.
Yep.
Sven is going to get a RSD Mayer.
Plus, on the plus bike side, we already have the Sergeant. That's like halfway through its cycle.
And
I got the first ride on that last weekend. Boy, that thing is fun.
Yeah.
I'm not used to that long a fork yet. I got to kind of dial in my 140 millimeter travel. I've come from the old school, so I know 100's like a lot to me.
Yeah, we just got to work with our friends at the Hayes Bicycle Group there and get that thing race tuned for you, man.
Yeah. Give OG a call and see who to hook up with there to do some race tuning.
Right on.
What else we got? We got,
you guys get that S-Works headed my way?
I'm sorry you broke up there. I think we have a bad connection, Travis. Did you say?
Did you say that S word headed my way?
A mongoose? You want a mongoose with a Bluto? No problem. We'll hook you up. Just kidding. Hey, God, that was
loud. I thought you were going to send that up. I was going to give it to you right after the Berkey.
Oh, so it's like a little trade going on.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good idea.
That is a good idea. He's been thinking about this.
Yeah, he's working. Well, see, it's as simple as working out the logistics.
He's a specialized man. He's like a secret agent for specialized, perhaps.
Speaking of secret agents, that you brought that commando in today.
Yeah.
And we took some pictures of it, and I'm like, man, you could look like a secret agent on that thing out in the woods, because it looked like you're just kind of floating by.
I'm telling you.
The bike would kind of disappear into the background.
And I have a brown Brooks Ty Swift saddle. Oh, la, la.
You're going to have, like, possums hanging from underneath it and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'm loving that bike. Damn. Schwang. I got a commando.
Size man chubby.
Oh, JK and I are losing it.
Oh my God. This happens every... This should be a new bit, actually. It's like, we're going to get into the part where JK and Gomez lose it section of the show. It always happens about this time. About 10 minutes before we're done.
Yeah. I think I just had a small stroke. And then we have, would James Bond rock a fat bike in the links?
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny.
What about that?
Gear Junkie, that's one of JK's links.
There. I know. I was just thinking how link baity that headline sounds. It's like,
yeah,
you know, James Bond's kind of happening now. And
Spectre coming out soon.
Yes. Okay. We should do a Shatner on a fat bike post just to get we could just gather all the clicks from Google doing that.
Yeah.
Actually, we should get old Bill on a fat bike. That'd be cool.
Yes.
So, okay. So amongst these links, there's this one here about an actual guided tour to the South Pole, where this company thinks they can make this happen. Apparently, they got some experience doing other similar things. And for $70,000 or so, this is something you can do.
I could get a bachelor's degree for that.
What I could get it for like 10 people. My 10 cousins are all going on that 70 grand.
Well.
That's what you get, son.
So what else do we got? We got Tony Lund showing up on a 29-plus bike.
Yeah, I think he has a Borealis with a 29-plus wheel set on for the races he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he just won something. I forget what it was called. The Levi 24, I think. A 24-hour race.
Yeah. He has been around for as long as we've been in biz.
Yeah.
Tony,
yeah.
He's an early adopter.
Early.
He's probably old like us now. Nat. He's probably still young.
All right, Travis, you got anything else for us before we wrap this puppy up?
Nah, man. You know, you guys... let me know when that S-Works is showing up, and I'll be sure to start working hard on a review for you.
All right. We'll put our best person on that.
we'll go ahead. We're going to go ahead at warp factor 10 towards that goal.
I appreciate your effort.
All righty. Well, this is the time of the show where we say thanks to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Surly makes bikes and parts that don't suck. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Join us next week when we ask the question regarding your thoughts on embrocation.
Embrocation? Question mark.
Plus, you can call in and pimp your local fat bike race. Just give us a shout. Let us know the what's, the when's, and the where's, and let our listener know where they should show up for your show.
Call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a message. That's 818-918-2453.
Till infinity and beyond.
Hashtag save Otis.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com
/radio. We'll see you next time.